Should Charlottesville have a ward system for city council before an elected mayor?
Being tuned in means Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
I can't think where a more important time for somebody with some international expertise representing us in the U.S. Senate would be right now with the volatile times in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and all that. And it's with that we talked to the GOP nominee for the U.S. Senate, Corey Stewart, CoreyStewart.com. And Corey, good to hear from you, my friend. How are you doing today, sir?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me on this morning. I appreciate it.
You still have enough shoes left to make it through November 6th? I know you've been wearing the shoe leather out, going and shaking pretty much every hand in Virginia.
Well, I got to tell you something. We're going to win this thing, and we've definitely worked harder than Tim Kaine, and we're going to win it. Everything is pointing upward. I'm telling you, there's a different feel out there. People are very energized on our side.
Well, if the number of emails I get each morning from the Kaine campaign telling me what you're going to do to me if you're elected are any indication, then he certainly believes it. So take that for what it's worth.
They sent out this TV ad. It said, Corey Stewart is dangerous. And I say, darn right I am. I mean, I'm dangerous to the establishment. I'm dangerous to the way things are in the U.S. Senate. I'm going to go in there and stir things up. And, of course, Tim Kaine finds that dangerous.
Well, of course.
But for most Virginians, that's a good thing. We need to stir things up in the U.S. Senate.
Well, I know every time I'm anywhere where there are any Corey Stewart yard signs, they vanish in a heartbeat. So I know they're getting out there on the yards, even around the city of Charlottesville. Talk about this, and obviously this is a moving target in Saudi Arabia and Turkey and the Islamist reporter, columnist, the vanishes, the reformer prince, and all of this. But, you know, these are the things that make international relations, you know, so important to have somebody who understands how this stuff works. Like, you've made a career working in international trade, Corey. So this is the stuff that really, you know, I can't say a gentle touch or a delicate, but a deep understanding of what's going on in all these places.
You know, one thing we have to understand is Khashoggi was not a good guy himself. Now, of course, we don't encourage any regime, including the Saudis, to do something so gruesome as the execution of Khashoggi. But at the same time, we've always known that the Saudis have human rights abuses. We've always known that there are a lot of regimes across the world that have human rights abuses. But if we do what the Democrats want us to do, which is to put sanctions on these countries and so forth, the only thing that's going to happen is you're going to have pro-U.S. regimes like the Saudis. They will collapse, and then you're going to result with an anti-U.S. pro-terrorist regime in Saudi Arabia. And not only will they have additional human rights abuses, but you're going to have a regime that's against the United States. So, you know, we don't have, there are no Mother Teresa-run regimes out there.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fact of life, that's why what the president is doing by pursuing an America First foreign policy, that's the right thing to do.
Well, and an energy policy, too. And you know, this is, you know, one of the first times in my adult life where something's happening in the Middle East and the lead story in every news coverage, isn't it? What will America do without all the oil? At least now we're a net exporter in oil and natural gas and energy resources. So what happens here is much more along the lines of human rights and things like that and proper behavior of a governing body, and their own internal matters, and we don't have to worry about, you know, whether or not our petroleum resources are going to go away.
Well, that's right. This is a much bigger problem for the Europeans, and the reason for that is because the United States under President Trump has been pursuing a pro-oil and gas and coal exploration program. We have now our own resources. We're the world's largest producer of combined oil and gas, and very soon we will be a net exporter. And that means we're not going to be reliant on the Saudis or anybody else in the Middle East, for that matter. And that means we're not going to have to send our troops over there to defend these regimes. And that's good for our national security. It's good for our men and women in the armed forces. It's good for the United States. But what we can't do is be naive in our foreign policy and think that these regimes that are pro-United States, that they're always going to have you know, stellar human rights practices. Mm-hmm. Of course they aren't. But if we undermine them, if we undermine the Saudis, if we undermine our allies that have human rights abuses, the only thing you're going to get in return is an anti-U.S. regime that will threaten U.S. national security interests, who may be supporting terrorism, and who will have their own human rights abuses. So although we should obviously be concerned about what the Saudis apparently did, we should not jeopardize a relationship with them over this incident.
What's the expression, be in the room? And as long as we have relations, then we can be in the room with people and work on their human rights issues at a table rather than, across a pond or across a fence line. Corey, talk about some of the more internal issues. As a matter of fact, this has come up a couple of times. People have asked me about the school security and some of those issues. I guess it's been quiet for a while. So people, as the campaigns get closer, some of the stories like Parkland start to come up again. You have addressed this in Prince William County. It's come up in some of the congressional races as well. The school security, how has it been working in Prince William County? Since you guys came up with the plan to put school resource officers and sheriffs into the schools and catch us up?
Well, it's been a good thing. You know, we have 95 schools in Prince William County. We've placed armed security guards called school resource officers in every one of our middle schools and high schools, and we're now in the process of putting retired police officers in all of our elementary schools. And these officers are not just there to protect the kids, which they do very well, and prevent incidents like what happened in Parkland, but they also work together with the kids, and they improve the relationship between the police department and the children who are in our schools. It's a good program. Now, not every locality is going to be able to afford to do that, and that's why you have places like Lee County and the extreme southwest Virginia, right on the Kentucky line, and they've chosen, they would like to arm teachers through concealed carry who are willing, who are trained, who they make sure are absolutely competent to possess a firearm. And, that's what Lee County would like to do, and I think we should allow them to do that. Now, Tim Kaine and the Democrats, of course, they don't want to let them do that. They don't want to let their own law. They don't want a locality and a local school system to make their own decisions with regard to how they're going to defend their kids. Because that's how Democrats think. They think they know better than everybody else. And Tim Kaine has made it very clear. He's very proud of his F rating from the NRA. Tim Kaine would like to seize every single semi-automatic rifle in the United States and require that everybody get a permit to even own one. Even if you have one that you inherited from your grandfather that you'd like to give to your son, he wants to make you get a permit to do that. Mm-hmm. This is how Democrats think. They want to take firearms away from law-abiding citizens, and of course the only ones who will be left with firearms in that case will be the criminals, but that's how Democrats think. They want to take away your firearms, but not those of criminals.
In Charlottesville, one of the most, but this is by the Department of Justice under Barack Obama, one of the most corrupt housing and urban development authorities locally, the Charlottesville Housing and Redevelopment Authority, it lost tons of money in, questionable ways. Yet Tim Kaine and Mark Warner announced they were going to throw more money at the affordable housing problem. I've always pointed that, making it easier for people to afford housing is the way you address affordable housing, not just throw money at a government program and a government bureaucracy with people, in some cases making six-figure salaries to administer it. What would Corey Stewart, the senator, be trying to do? Where places, we see economic problems. Is it a matter of still freeing up our economy some more?
Everyday Americans know what the solution is. Everyday Americans know that government is not the solution, especially the federal government. Every time the federal government tries to fix a problem, they end up making it worse. I'm going to do in the United States Senate what we should have been doing all along, and that is that we need to focus on getting off the backs of businesses, allowing people to employ more employees and grow their businesses, and we need to make the tax cuts permanent. We've already seen this has resulted and the lowest unemployment rate in the United States in 52 years, and as a result, wages for working blue-collar Americans are going up at the fastest rate in 22 years. This is because of President Trump's tax cut, a tax cut that Tim Kaine voted against. And when this tax cut, by the way, comes up for renewal in a couple of years, Tim Kaine has already said he's going to vote against it. All that economic growth will go away. You know how you make more housing affordable for Americans? You have them make more money. You give them better jobs. You make sure you get off the back of business so that business can thrive and people will thrive as well. And that's what we got to do in this country. And you have to get off the back of the home developers who are overly regulated by the state and the federal government.
Oh, you're not kidding.
And you know, when you do that, you push down the cost of housing and you increase their salaries, and suddenly it's like almost like magic, but it's called the marketplace. People can afford more of what they need. And that includes their housing.
Hey, Corey, what's next? It's 2.5 weeks on the campaign trail. Just events around, meet and greets. And please let us know when you're going to be in the Charlottesville area or anywhere in the listening area of Central Virginia that, folks can come out and get to know the real Corey Stewart, not the one that just continues to seem to be a meme on the Internet and on television.
I will definitely do that. I look forward to meeting all of your listeners.
Well, thank you, sir. And it's CoreyStewart.com, CoreyStewartVA on Twitter as well. And we'll talk to you again very soon, sir.
Thanks a lot, Joe.